Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning over the telephone, I have got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard joining us like he does every other week. We kind of like to get together and talk about the things that are going on in Emery County. Of course, it's summer, and summer means city celebrations, and we've got lineups starting already. Really cool fundraiser golf tournament coming up fairly soon as well. We're going to highlight the rec district over in Emery County. They do so much as far as getting sports organized, and they've smoothly made that transition from youth to adult sports now over there. We'll talk about that, and then we'll cover a few things that went on in the latest commission meeting. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
So let's start off the same way I always like to start off these interviews. How are things going in Emery County?
You know what? Things are going good. We the weather's been pretty mild as we've seen the runoff from the snowpack, and so it's almost been ideal for spring runoff. So we haven't seen much flooding at all. The reservoirs are filling at a good rate, and the rivers are full. So people are hopping on the San Rafael River and enjoying that recreational opportunity. But yeah, it's been really mild, and we're excited that there hasn't been any flooding that we were kind of projecting with, depending on the weather. So things are good.
Things are kind of looking the right direction over there, kind of everywhere as well. I don't think we've seen much over here in Carbon County either. So that's a plus and really a blessing as far as all that is concerned.
It really is.
So let's jump right into it. As I said, with summer comes city celebrations, and we're already starting to line them up, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So if you're interested in city celebrations, look, I think they promote on Facebook and then other ways to promote through the radio as well as newspaper. So look for those city celebrations. They're always fun to go to, and then support the supporting the vendors and things like that. So yeah, city celebrations are coming upon us.
And get out there and have some fun this summer as far as that goes. Another fun thing, and you know what? I really enjoy these. It's a Warriors Baseball fundraiser, and they're kind of doing it, you said, in conjunction with the Emery Business Chamber. And this is going to be a golf tournament going on at Millsite. Let's talk about this one, because it's a little different format than maybe people are used to.
Yeah, so this is a fundraiser where the Business Chamber, the tourism office, and then the 11-year-old Warriors baseball team from Emery County got together and said, hey, let's put on a golf tournament. So what's fun about this golf tournament is it's on June 30th, for those of you interested. It starts at 5:30 p.m. So what makes this one fun is you'll play 9 holes of golf during the day, and then I believe there'll be some little activities in between until it gets dark, and then it will be glow golf, so night golf, and they will play the other 9 holes at night. So fun little golf tournament fundraiser if you're interested in that type of thing.
And we talked about that. If you have never golfed at night, it's really a totally different experience, and it's a lot of fun. So, you know, this is a great way to do it because all the money is going to great causes. Get on out there. I assume we just call Millsite if we want to sign up?
Yep. Call Casey at the golf course at Millsite, and he'll be able to sign you up.
All right. So there's that coming up. And we, as always, you like to kind of, you know, shine a spotlight on a department, and you've decided that this time around we're going to talk about the rec district over there in Emery County. Busy people, especially in the summertime, aren't they?
Yeah. So they've finished up most of the youth sports this spring, and it's always hard to find coaches and refs, and they've just done a fantastic job with that. Now they're jumping into the adult sports, co-ed softball, men's softball, and then so some of those adult sports. So we just wanted to highlight them and tell them thanks for what they do to help our community become a place that we want to live and recreate and give people social opportunities. So, thank you, Rec District.
Yeah, and they kind of run the gamut, as you said. They take the youth sports, and once they're done with the youth sports, it's time to do a turn and get right into the adult summer league sports as well, and they do it all out there. So, yes, hats off to them as well. Now, let's talk about the latest commission meeting. You got a few things you wanted to talk about, and the first one is it's always good, you know, sometimes maybe you don't like spending money if you're a county commission, but this one was for a good cause, probably one of the best causes. And we had a couple of members from over there in Emory County make it to the junior high national finals in rodeo. So let's talk about these two guys.
Yes, perfect. So Cam's Rich, he's a bull rider, and he has been and qualified for the nationals. So excited for him. And then we have Wyatt Fox with his light, with the light gun shooting. So he's really accurate. He took first in the state, and he'll be moving on to nationals. And so we wanted to support them along their way. We also, Chase Huggard will be attending the Governor's Honors Academy. So we were able to help support him a little bit financially to go to that. So we have some youth doing good things, and we want to support them as county commission. So excited for them and wish them a lot of luck.
And as I said, it's always, those are the good things that you want to give money to, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right. So let's talk about another couple of interest areas that were on the agenda. One is about CIB money.
Yeah. So our prioritization list for Emory County, we have a few projects that we're going after. So we approved that list. A couple of those would be revising our general plan, as well as looking at a new senior center near Huntington, in Huntington there. So we have a few things that we're excited about that hopefully we can get some support through the CIB to help us partner on those projects. So, yeah, so that was good.
And then one last thing you wanted to cover was, you're going to have to help me with the acronyms and explain to me what they are, an RFQ for CRAs. How's that sound?
No, that's good. So we're advertising. So that's a request for qualifications. So we're looking for a firm or individual that is proficient in community reinvestment areas. So these community reinvestment areas are where we put our solar projects. And so we need an accountant that is proficient in understanding solar projects, how they relate to property values. And then we have to report all of this to the state, and we have state and federal mandates and laws that we have to report. And so we want to find a professional that in that field that can help us with the accounting and help us along the way with our solar projects. So that one, hopefully that helps the public understand what that one's for.
All right. And as you said, if you are out there, if you are an accountant in the area that knows about these things and thinks that you would like to help out, all you got to do is call the county building. How do you want to do that?
Yeah. So we'll be sending out the request for qualification, see what people's experiences are in that. They can send it to the county office through Brenda Tuttle's office there. And we'll be advertising for the next 2 weeks. So if you're interested, either reach out to the commission office or, that would probably be the best to reach out to the commission office, and then we'll let them know where to send it.
All right. Sounds good. Commissioner Jordan Leonard of Emory County, thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good week.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.